Zach, welcome to the UK. I guess it's not the first time you've been here.
No, it's not, but it's the first time I've been here this week.
You are...
That was a joke.
You are here looking ahead to, I guess, two things. Looking ahead to WrestleMania and looking ahead to the UK tour.
Absolutely.
Let's talk a little bit about the tour first. Like you say, not the first time you've been or will have been in front of UK audiences. What are the kind of the... Or if there are any differences between performing in front of fans here in Britain or in Europe and performing in front of fans in America or the rest of the world?
I love competing over here because we're not here that often. So when we do come, the fans are excited. They want us. They're ready. You know, they're loud. They're rabid. It's unbelievable. So it's definitely a huge difference. The crowd is always excited. And it's exciting for us as WWE superstars to perform in front of an excited crowd.
I mean, I think perhaps, is it one of those things where as much as you hit a few cities at the same time, I mean, we're just not a very big country here, I suppose. And, like, you know, when you're going from a state to a state to a state, it's like going from a different country every day, I suppose, isn't it?
Yeah, we're always traveling. I never really get to see anything. Everything just blends together, you know. So I don't know if which country I'm in, what state I'm in. It all blends together. As long as I'm competing in front of the audience, the WWE Universe, I'm happy, you know.
Looking ahead also to WrestleMania, which happens right about 2 weeks before the tour starts, I think.
Yeah, April 1st.
This, I mean, we've said this, and we had Mick Foley in here a couple of weeks ago. We say about WrestleMania, every year it's promoted as the biggest show ever. It's going to be the biggest show ever. You know, this is, never can there be a bigger show. Well, this year, it kind of, that's pretty true, isn't it?
That is true. It's John Cena and The Rock. The Rock, WWE's poster boy from yesterday against, you know, John Cena, the poster boy today. You know, the future versus the present. Who's going to be the future? We'll find out April 1st.
So Rock, known to people who perhaps don't follow wrestling as much as Dwayne Johnson.
Dwayne Johnson.
Now, certainly...
He was in The Tooth Fairy.
He was in The Tooth Fairy.
Yeah.
He was in various other films as well.
Yes.
I mean, he's not been a full-timer in the ring for the best part of a decade, really.
Yeah, he's only had, like, I think one match since in the past 7 years. That was at Survivor Series this past November. So he's definitely going to be a little rusty, I think.
And, I mean, he's been in and around WWE events over the last year in preparation for this match. What has it been like having a guy of that magnitude in and around the locker rooms and stuff like that?
I mean, The Rock is huge. There's no doubting it. Like, he's not just a WWE superstar. He's a movie star. People know him. So him coming back to the WWE puts more eyes on the WWE, so it's good for everybody. I'm glad to see him back.
I mean, is it a case of, you know, some of the inexperienced guys or whatever, are they able to get with him and sort of say, look, can we just learn from you or something?
I mean, I guess so. You know, I think he's a very approachable guy. You know, The Rock, he seems cool. Me and him, we tweet back and forth. He said he'd take me to a New York Knicks game. So, you know, I'm down for The Rock being back, you know, 100%.
You mentioned Twitter there.
Twitter, my life, at Zack Ryder. Follow me if you don't already.
Now, this is a big thing for you, isn't it, social media? Because, I mean, without trying to be rude or blunt, a year or two ago, not that many people knew Zack Ryder
was. That is true, 100% truth. I was nobody, nothing. And I started Z True Long Island Story, my YouTube show, in February 2011, along with Twitter and Facebook. I became the internet champion, self-proclaimed internet champion, but I do have a championship. And it saved my career, 100%.
Was there any one particular moment or spark or something like that where you thought, I've got to do something here? You know, I'm not perhaps getting the opportunities that, you know, my level of talent deserves or whatever. And then did you suddenly sort of think, right, I've got to put something into action?
Right. At the end of each year, when I started wrestling, okay, 2003, I went to wrestling school. 2004, I had my first ever match. Every year I had done something, you know. In 2010, it ended, and I looked back, I'm like, what did I do in 2010? And the answer was nothing. And I knew that if I didn't do anything for 2011, I'd probably get fired, probably get released, probably, you know, have to get a regular job, go back to school. So I said, that's it. You know, I'm going to go out swinging if I go out. And I took a chance, started the YouTube show, created some controversy, just want to get noticed. And it worked.
It was kind of perhaps one of those things where the people who make decisions often make the decisions based on what they know, what they think they know and such like that. And sometimes there may be an accusation that perhaps what the fans think doesn't always correlate with what they think, if you kind of get what I'm saying. But
right.
It was kind of a groundswell under you, wasn't it? Sort of like the fans were kind of
I like to call
the
it
YouTube.
The Ryder Revolution. The Twitter thing started blowing up. I started doing Broski of the Week on my YouTube show. Fans were bringing Broski of the Week signs. When I saw Broski of the Week sign, like the first couple rows of WrestleMania last year, I knew, okay, this is starting to take off. And then they'd bring more Zack Ryder signs. And there was rumors that Zack Ryder signs were getting taken away, which has created more controversy, which brought more signs to the arena. And there were We Want Ryder chants. It was great. It was unbelievable. And it was giving me goosebumps, like sitting at home watching pay-per-views and hearing We Want Ryder chants. And I got to thank my broskies. I got to thank all my fans. Without them, I wouldn't be here today.
It's often said that the best performers in wrestling are kind of your true life personality turned up to 11 type thing.
This isn't turned up. This is 100% me, and it's working. And I think the fans, when they watch my YouTube show, when they read my tweets, they know this is just a kid who's living his dream, who was trying to get noticed, and it worked. They related to me. They knew that this was no joke, no gimmick, no character. It was just 100% Zack Ryder, 100% me.
Almost like a previous existence, Zack Ryder was a guy with long hair who looked very much like a WWE legend in Edge.
Yes. Well, I was one of the Edge heads. I was under Edge's wing. He taught me everything. And I owe a lot to Edge, but it was time to break away. Kurt Hawkins and I, my old tag team partner, we were under Edge. We were great. We were the tag team champions. One Edge had an injury. He left. We were just two guys who looked like Edge. And then we were just two guys who looked like each other, and it just wasn't working out. It was time for a change. Cut the hair, started woo-woo-wooing, and the rest is history.
And now Edge, as part of the WrestleMania weekend, goes into the Hall of Fame, which is, for many fans, is the highlight of the whole weekend, because you get to see these massive stars kind of fated by their peers and things like that. I mean, for a guy like that who's had such an influence on you, how incredible is that going to be to see him, given that level of kind of plaudits by his fellow competitors?
I mean, he definitely deserves it. If anybody deserves it, it's him. It's a shame that his career was cut short, but I'm glad he's getting recognized in the Hall of Fame this year, and I'm glad I'm going to be there to watch it.
What does WrestleMania have in store for Zack Ryder?
Well, as of now, WrestleMania has nothing in store for Zack Ryder, but hopefully my injury heals. And I'll be on the show. It's a dream come true to be on that show. I've been, involved in WrestleMania. I did some run-ins or I was singing backstage. But I've never had a match, and that's the only thing I've ever wanted. So hopefully this year Zack Ryder has his first WrestleMania match.
And I mean, this is for UK fans, WrestleMania, it's one of those things where it starts for us, 4 o'clock in the morning? 1 o'clock in the morning it would start, and then
Yikes.
It'd be done by about 4 a.m. sort of thing. But it is that type of thing where a lot of fans will stay up all night.
You can't miss WrestleMania. You can't watch the replay. You got to watch WrestleMania live. And that's why everyone stays up or wakes up early to do it, because you cannot miss the greatest show of the year.
And to get back to the social media then, does that kind of make it even more of a sort of a thing to watch live nowadays? Because if you don't watch it live,
everyone's tweeting about it. Yeah, it'll get spoiled for you. You got to watch it live. Whether it's a superstar saying, "I just won this match," or whether it's the WWE saying, "Oh, this just happened." You gotta watch it live. You have to. There's no other way about it.
And if Zack Ryder doesn't get a match on WrestleMania, what are you most looking forward to on that show?
I think either way, John Cena versus The Rock is going to be unbelievable. The crowd is going to be undecided. It's going to be split down the middle, and it's definitely going to be one match that will definitely go down in history.
WrestleMania, April 1st. Tell us how we can get in touch, see the show, what time it starts.
It starts at midnight. I know it's a little early or a little late, depending on your schedule, but you can't miss it. You can't miss WrestleMania. You got to either stay up late or wake up early. You got to watch it live. You got to do it.